baseball is a national pastime that goes back a long way. And during the summertime in Colorado, a traveling group of players takes things way back to the 1860s. Colorado Public Radio's Vic Vella recently caught up with players in the Denver area who are keeping the glory days of baseball alive.
You remember this old song from Terry Cashman called Talkin' Baseball, Willie, Mickey, and the Duke?
Talkin' baseball, Klazuski, Campanella, talkin' baseball, the man and Bobby Fella.
He just rattles off all these baseball legends who were known by super fun nicknames.
The Scooter, the Barber, and the Nuke, they knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey, and the Duke.
Well, there's a group of guys playing today who aren't as famous as the ones in that song, but they got great nicknames too, like Digger, Suds, and Texas Mike. And they travel around Colorado playing baseball with rules from an era long before Willie, Mickey, and the Duke played the game, long before rock and roll.
We'll rally round the flag, boys, we'll rally once again, touting the manly sport of baseball.
It's the Colorado Vintage Baseball Association. It was formed in 1993, but the players take us back to the 1860s with the uniforms to match. At a game in Broomfield recently, players were wearing era-appropriate hats and long stockings with shirts embroidered with logos written in Old English-style lettering. Steven Scorpion Castellani is the league's commissioner. He's wearing knickers, a pillbox hat, and a uniform that features a cavalry-style bib on the front.
You'll find that every last one of us here on the field is actually a thespian in sorts. We do this because we love acting. The organization was actually founded by a group of Civil War reenactors who just basically got tired of pointing guns at one another.
Hey, Eagle Rabbit! Keep going, baby!
Collector's dead!
The field they played on was pretty rough, with long grass and weeds popping out. But Castellani says there were no groundskeepers in 1860s baseball.
There were no groomed fields as you see today, with dirt base paths. There is no pitcher's mound or hurler's mound unless you happened to be standing on a gopher hill. That was the exception to that. The bags were usually made of potato sacks or some such thing filled with dirt. The home plate was just that. It was a plate, like a dinner plate.
Your lineup. Batting first, playing short scout, Roger Digger Haddix.
All right, Roger, who's up?
On this particular day, Haddix was wearing the uniform of the 1869 Central City Stars team. They were in a battle against the Denver Blue Stockings. But I say battle with a grain of salt. They keep score in vintage baseball, but it's certainly not a super competitive league. Robert Mitchell, who goes by the name Buckeye and plays for the Blue Stockings, says the league is more about having fun and having respect for your opponent.
So you're acting as if you're in the 1860s. So you'll hear different language a little bit, people trying to be more gentlemanly, not charging the mound, not arguing, disclosing whether you're really safe or out. Yeah, he got me. Okay.
There we go. Nice, nice. Way to hit the gap, sir.
Back in those days, scoring was ridiculously high, and it was common for games to have a ton of errors. A lot of that had to do with the fact that they didn't play with gloves back then, and neither do players from today's Vintage Baseball Association. Here's Buckeye again.
Authentic to the period, people weren't very good at playing baseball, so there were a lot of errors. No gloves, no experience.
So when you fumble it here, it's exactly what happened back in the day.
Bingo.
The players also use terminology from back in the day. Chuck Knezovich, who goes by the nickname Suds, explains that in the 1860s, pitchers weren't called pitchers and catchers weren't called catchers.
You're a striker. You're not the batter anymore. The behind's the catcher. The pitcher's the hurler. You're a base tender.
Okay.
I mean, all those types of
things. So none of today's language really even existed back then.
Actually, baseball was two words back then. So it was baseball.
And batting ninth and hurling, Suds!
So what makes these guys get dressed up in old uniforms every weekend, run around on rough playing surfaces, and catch baseballs with their bare hands? Well, Mike Texas Mike Michael says it's for the love of the game.
I tell everybody I'm 70 years old standing here talking to you. When I step on the field, I'm 12 again. And then when I step off the field, I'm a 70-year-old that feels like a 12-year-old's been running his body.
are a band of baseballists from bustling Denver City. We come to toss the ball around and sing to you our ditty.
The players' love for 1860s baseball is summed up with an old poem. We used no mattress on our hands, no cage on our face. We stood right up and caught the ball with courage and with grace.
Hurrah for the Bonnie Blue Stockings, champions of them all.
Hip hip!
Huzzah!
Hip hip!
Huzzah!
Hip hip! Huzzah!
For Here and Now, I'm Vic Vella.